Two juveniles were arrested Sunday night in Longmont after reportedly firing guns from a moving car. While no injuries were reported, the incident caused alarm in the area, and law enforcement continues to investigate the motives behind the gunfire. Shots fired during Longmont car chase. Deputies were conducting patrols near 119th Street and Oxford Road late Sunday night after receiving multiple reports of gunfire in the area. At approximately 10:50 p.m., officers on patrol heard gunshots nearby and spotted a vehicle heading northbound in the 8400 block of 119th Street, with rounds being fired from it. This set off a chase that went all the way to Longmont. The chase concluded around the 300 block of South Sunset Street, where the car came to a halt without additional incident. The deputies received assistance from Longmont police in capturing the criminals. The coordination between agencies kept the situation from escalating further, and no injuries or accidents were reported during the chase. Weapons and ammunition discovered. Following the arrest, deputies searched the vehicle, discovering a handgun and numerous rounds of ammunition. Additional ammo was allegedly discovered on the juveniles themselves. This finding confirmed the connection between the suspects and the gunshots that were reported earlier that night. Law enforcement officers reported that both handguns and rifles were utilized during the incident. While only one handgun was recovered, the evidence implies that the minors were actively firing a variety of weapons. These discoveries link the accused to a number of local and state weapons offenses, including illegal firearm possession and use. Juveniles face multiple criminal charges. The two juveniles now face a wide range of charges related to the incident. These include reckless endangerment and eluding law enforcement officers, which carry significant penalties. One of the juveniles is also charged with driving without a valid driver's license. More serious charges include 5 counts each of prohibited use of a weapon and possession of a handgun by a juvenile. Additionally, deputies charge them with possession of drug paraphernalia, which further complicates their legal situation. These charges collectively highlight the seriousness of the juvenile's actions and the potential consequences they face in court. Investigation into Longmont gunfire continues. Increased patrols in the area were prompted by a series of recent reports about gunfire from moving vehicles. Law enforcement officials are now working to determine why the suspects repeatedly targeted this specific area or what they may have been aiming at during the shooting spree. So far, no injuries or property damage have been reported, but authorities remain concerned about the dangerous nature of the incident. The identities and booking images of the accused have not been made public due to their classification as juveniles. The investigation is still ongoing, with law enforcement analyzing evidence and witness reports for any fresh information or potential collaborators. Law enforcement officials have asked anyone with information about the incident to come forward. While the suspects are in custody, officials seek to have a thorough understanding of the situation and avoid similar events in the future.